And now it's time for Moments in Faith with Pastor Marty Nutter of Faith Lutheran Church in Tullahoma.
Good morning. This coming Saturday, July 4th, will mark our 250th birthday as a nation. Every 4th of July, our country celebrates her birthday, for it was on that date, July 4th in 1776, that representatives of the 13 British colonies in North America adopted an eloquent statement known as the Declaration of Independence. Now, as we think about our freedom and our independence, I'd also like for us to think about our freedom through Christ, as well as our dependence upon God. And I'd like to read from the 8th chapter of the Gospel of John, John chapter 8, verses 31 through 36, these words. To the Jews who had believed him, Jesus said, "If you hold to my teaching, you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." And they answered him, "We are Abraham's descendants, and we've never been slaves of anyone. How can you say that we shall be set free?" Jesus replied, "I tell you the truth. Everyone who sins is a slave to sin. Now a slave has no permanent place in the family, but a son belongs in it forever. So if the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed." The Star-Spangled Banner, written by Francis Scott Key in 1814, was adopted as the national anthem of the United States in 1931. Each of its three stanzas ends with the same line, "Or the land of the free and the home of the brave." Freedom for all was the foundation on which this nation was built. Freedom is something we treasure in our land. It's what Independence Day is all about. The history of this country is a history of the struggle to guarantee to every citizen the freedoms that many of us take for granted. Yet no constitutional provision, no presidential proclamation, no civil law can set us free from prejudices and pride that enslaves us. The anthem boldly declares in its third stanza, "And this be our motto, in God is our trust." Only God can truly set free any man, woman, or child, and that he has done through his own Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, who died the death we deserved and who rose from the dead to deliver us. In this act of grace, we delight and depend and are truly set free. And for this act of grace, we give thanks today and every day. Let us pray. O Lord God, help us to understand what it means to be free and the real freedoms that Jesus came to bring. And we also thank you for the freedoms that we enjoy in this land. Through your Son, Jesus, and by faith in him, help us to celebrate that we are citizens of heaven and also citizens of the United States. In Jesus' name, amen.
You've been listening to Pastor Marty Nutter of Faith Lutheran Church in Tullahoma. Pastor Nutter and all the families of faith invite you to worship with them Sundays. Worship services are at 8 and 10:30 a.m. with Sunday school and adult Bible study at 9:15. Faith Lutheran Church is located at the corner of Wilson Avenue and Bragg Circle in Tullahoma.